16 and verse 11. You make known to me the path of light, of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Wherever possible, let's kneel for prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we again just want to thank you for the opportunity you've given us just to be here, to come into your presence as a family and friends, to worship you on this day, the day that you have set aside. Dear Father, we think of the burdens on our heart. You've heard a lot of those this morning, and I know there is much more. Draw close to each one of us. Give us comfort and give us strength. Give us healing where it's needed. But dear Father, this morning we also want to lift Salisha up to you this morning as she brings us your word. May our hearts be opened. May our ears be open to listen to your words as they're brought to us. Continue to bless and guide each one of us, Lord. Continue to teach us your way. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Up and running. Good morning, everyone, again. So today's sermon is on the eight laws of health, as I call it, the eight loves of health, but as reflected in creation and the plan of salvation. So when God created the world, he created it perfectly. That was his intention for us. And sin came into the picture, and now we are dealing with all kinds of pains and heartaches. Sometimes it's hard to remember this promise in Jeremiah 29:11 because so many of us are struggling. And we ask, why are bad things happening to us, to innocent people? What is our purpose? And God tells us, for I know the plans I have for you. You don't have to know them. But I have plans for you, and it is to prosper you, not to harm you. Yes, it hurts right now, but he's going to bring out of it prosper. And to give you hope and a future. Genesis tells us that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God said, "Let us make man in our image." So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Perfect. As God. And in Jeremiah, he tells us, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand. So where are you going with this, Lord? He tells us in the plan of salvation. The sanctuary is made up of different articles, and God had this plan before sin ever happened. He was divine. He took from his divine nature to become a human nature, grow up in human form, to then go to baptism, and then go to the cross as Calvary to create atonement. That is bringing us one with God. And from that, he opened up the path in order for us to make that way backwards, where we start from the article of the altar of sacrifice to then get baptized. We repent of our sins. Then we baptize take on the faith that we are going to allow him to change us, and through the growing up process, our works will reflect that change until when his work is done with us, we are perfected and we are at one with him again. So, the sanctuary is our blueprint, our plan of where we're going, okay? I love the, if you have not heard of Ivor Myers, he did the blueprint. I highly recommend listening to it. But in Psalm 77, 13, he tells us, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." And he says, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." So at first, it was a physical place that they went through the process so they can learn to understand, because this was not natural for us, right? We didn't understand it. But by having that physical part, then we could see it being done. Then he tells us, that sanctuary is gone. But where is it? It is in us. We are the sanctuary now. And he wants to do that same process through us, okay? So our body becomes his temple. Corinthians 6, 19 to 20 says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So we can't just be spiritual. We also have to be healthy to glorify him, right? How do we do that? Well, let's go back to the sanctuary. So here you can see they split it up into the physical, mental, and spiritual. If we're working back towards the spiritual, we have to first go through the physical. He's going to heal us in all areas, but we have a starting point. Has anyone heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs? Okay. So he said, we have to have our physical needs met first before we can move up to then find development, growth and development. And Ellen G. White says, often the relief of their or our physical needs is the only avenue by which they or we can be approached. He can't get to us if there are physical impediments, right? And then she also says, the laws of nature, being the laws of God, are designed for our good. Obedience to them promotes happiness in this life and aids in the preparation for the life to come. So, we were given 8 laws of health through Ellen G. White. But I changed it because law has a connotation, a negative connotation. Why? Because Satan tells us it is restrictive. It's a burden, it's impossible to follow, and it's against our human nature, because we're sinful now. In God's vocabulary, it was a blessing, protection, sign of love, and our original created nature. So, if that word is difficult for us, let's change it. 8 loves of health. What are they? Well, sunlight, rest, water, fresh air, activities or exercise, nutrition, temperance, and trust in God. Long list. A little overwhelming. How can we simplify it? So, we start with the study of creation. Why? Because God is going to recreate us. He wants to recreate us on a daily basis. And he's going to rebuild us from the foundation up. Physical, mental, spiritual. Does that mean if we are not perfected physically first, we can't be healed spiritually? No. But if we cooperate with what he guides us to do with the light we've been given, he takes us the rest of the way. And Ellen G. White says, bring your will into submission to the will of God. Angels of God will cooperate with you, helping you to reveal the Christ to the world. She also says he, or God, cooperates with those who cooperate with him. And then Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So God is working in us if we allow him. We need to cooperate with him. So God's thumbprint of love is found in everything he made. And I love this this process of walking through the sanctuary. We need to just trust the process. We don't understand where we're being taken. We get an idea overall, but we don't know our personal walk. Colossians 1:17 says, "By him all things are held together." There's a protein in the body. Yes, amazing protein. And if you see that picture, it's in the form of a cross. This protein is in the basal lamina of epithelium. It influences how the cell differentiates, how it migrates, how it interacts with other cells. It tells how the cell is shaped, how it's maintained, and it's how it survives. It is amazing. He put his thumbprint on everything. So, let's talk about how we can simplify those health laws while keeping in mind the plan of salvation and his plan to recreate us. So, on day one of creation, if we're starting from the beginning, we are at the altar of sacrifice, right? Repentance. Okay, what day did he create on day one? It was Sunday. So, altar of sacrifice, day one. God separated light from darkness. So, I'm going to encourage you to not get overwhelmed. Let's just take it one day at a time. On Sundays, concentrating on what he did on Sunday. He created sunlight, light, and he created darkness for rest. So, enjoy the benefits of sunlight. Sunlight kills microbes. It creates the hormone vitamin D to make our brain hormones, to improve our immune system, to help us absorb calcium, many different things. So enjoying sunlight on Sundays. And as you feel these benefits as you're going through the week, you're going to start incorporating them on a daily basis. But start small, so you only have to focus on little things at a time. In John 8:12, again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So the correlation, the spiritual correlation of day one is that Jesus is our light. And if we're following in his footsteps, he sacrificed himself for us, and he calls us to become a living sacrifice for him. So as we're going through Sundays and concentrating on light, we're going to concentrate on the spiritual aspect as well. And then rest. Rest is important. He allowed rest in order to reset our systems. If we don't rest well, we're going to be more irritable. We're going to have our nervous system having more inflammation, having more pain. We don't rebuild our systems as we need to. And then rest. We need rest spiritually as well. So learning how we can rest in God on Sundays. All right. So now we're on the second article, which is the laver. And I'm going to also combine it with the altar of incense. So on day two, on Mondays, we're going to concentrate on how God separated the waters from the waters. So he made air and water. Let's enjoy the benefits of water and air on Mondays. So water is a solvent to help get rid of toxins. If you have been in any of my talks, you will know also that water, when our brain is dehydrated, it doesn't work as well because you can't have that cell-to-cell communication. Fresh air, we need the fresh air to also clean out toxins, to give oxygen to our tissue. Oxygen is used to allow our tissues to function well, and it also kills bacteria. Then on the spiritual aspect, we're looking at water as being a symbol of baptism. So God wants to baptize us not only with water, but also with the Holy Spirit, with fire, okay, and allowing him to do that. I love the verse in Romans 8:26 that says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So air as being a symbol of prayer and how, you know, we come to him with our prayers, but the Holy Spirit is actually interceding in our behalf to change us and help us with our goals of getting closer to him. All right, so next articles. So on day three, I'm going to put together the candelabra, the candlestick, and the table of showbread. So on this day, on day three, God created land, and he made the trees that bore fruit, right? He created food for us. What does food do for us? When we eat food, nutritious food, then we are able to then convert it into energy, and we can be active. So we transform that into activity, or you can call it exercise if you want to. I will also combine the health law of temperance, because you want to be temperate in all things. And temperance doesn't mean moderation in all things. It means moderation in the things that are helpful, beneficial, good for you. Okay, so we're going to, on Tuesdays, concentrate on getting good nutritious foods. And then activity, using that to become active. And in the spiritual aspect, we're going to concentrate on digesting the word and allowing that to transform us. In Matthew, it says, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So he expects us to digest his word and to make it into works, okay, to let it shine through us. And it's not easy to be temperate. Know that the devil is going to be at our heels at all times, trying to take us away from temperance. It's a battleground. This is not a playground. So knowing that holding on to God through this process is very important. Okay, let's go to the next days, day 4, 5, and 6. On day 4, he created the sun to rule the day, the moon to rule the night, and stars and other planets to act as signs. So on Wednesdays, we're going to concentrate on enjoying the benefits of supporting circadian rhythms. We have circadian rhythms for all kinds of things. Our hormones go up and down in certain rhythms. We want to get on that bandwagon of how God created us. So we want to sleep when we're supposed to sleep, eat at regular times as we're supposed to, etc. So studying different rhythms and choosing a rhythm that you want to incorporate into your life. And then on day 5, he created birds of the sea, fish of the birds of the air, fish of the sea. So maybe on Thursdays, connecting with nature and learning from what God wants to teach us from his creatures. And I love the what Jerry talked about with the skunks. That was great. So we can learn from nature. And then on Fridays, enjoying connecting with others. He created man and animals, connecting with others to nurture healthy relationships. And then in preparation for Sabbath. Okay, and last but not least, we come to the most holy place, the Ark of the Covenant. So on day 7, he rested and he blessed the day. He says that the seventh day is the seal for us. It's what sets us apart. It's what we use to say our God is our Lord and our Creator, and his territory is heaven and earth. So what do we do on this day? Well, rest from our daily, weekly work. We do good. What did Jesus do on Sabbath? He healed. He connected with others. He aided suffering. And then we delight in the Lord. We praise him. So 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So on Sabbath, let's enjoy our connection with God, blessing others, alleviating pain, and giving hope. And taking a break from the weekly troubles. So, in summary, physical health is important. It opens the door for us to find mental and spiritual health. God's plan of salvation is a daily process, so we need to take small steps that lead to healthy lifestyle habits. And with God's help, those will lead to a perfected character fit for heaven. We can take small steps by focusing on the laws of nature laid out during the week of creation and keeping in mind that blueprint of the plan of salvation through the sanctuary. I will leave you with this quote from Philippians 1:6, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Amen. Bless you all. Eldon, I wanted to ask you before we end. I don't know where you are. Eldon, can we pass out? I have some handouts. So just to remind you what was created on the days of the week and how to make that a spiritual walk with God as well. And then I also have the Vibrant Life handouts. Bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come to you with all our burdens. We know that life is hard, and we know that you are right there with us, feeling the pain with us through the whole way, but we thank you that you are allowing this in order to grow us up in you, and that you have a better plan for us to bring us home one day. I ask a special blessing on all those here and all our loved ones that could not be here. May you be with us, guiding us, living in us and through us the rest of the week until we meet again. Thank you, Lord. Amen.